Welcome to the UBS Advisor Experience. This is a podcast series with advisors who have recently joined UBS from across the industry. In candid conversations, they will each share their experiences about moving to UBS, what it was like for them, what it was like for their team, and their clients. You'll get to hear firsthand about the resources and support at UBS that can help take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Emily De La Riguera. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast, UBS Advisor Experience. I'm your host, Emily De La Riguera, and today I get the distinct pleasure of introducing you to Diane Johnston. She is a Senior Vice President here at UBS, an institutional consultant, and a financial advisor. She recently joined us from AllianceBernstein and lives in Port Washington, New York with her husband and happens to be the proud mother of four boys. Diane, thank you so much for joining us today and welcome.
Thanks for asking me to be here, Emily. I'm thrilled to be a guest.
Wonderful. Well, let's jump right in. I know you've been here for just about a couple of months now, but tell me a little bit about the structure of your team and about yourself.
Sure. So I made a transition during a really interesting time. It is technically fell during COVID. So in my 20 some odd year career, I've never transitioned into a new company or a new office or a new team structure during such an environment. So it's been an odyssey, but a very good one. And I would say, I heard someone ask a question this morning where people are supported and being asked what decisions they've made that have been good decisions, but people aren't equally asked the decisions they've made that have been maybe bad decisions but left a good outcomes. And I would say transitioning during COVID was really different, and I discounted how difficult that would be, but it was a great decision because I moved to a good firm.
That's great. And I'm sure in the middle of COVID, you probably relied even more so whenever an advisor makes a change to another firm, the local management is always so important. And so tell me a little bit about how your local management played an important role in that transition from the standpoint of being in COVID and really not being able to meet with people and then coming over and transitioning a book. And so much of this business is really all about relationships and being in front of people. So what was that like?
My branch manager, Amanda Labrizi, is flawless in bringing the human connection into the element of work life and into finance. And a lot of firms try to talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And I felt a tremendous difference with UBS and how Amanda and John Houlihan and really everybody that I interacted with from the beginning when I was thinking about making the transition, it wasn't just about me. It was also about my family. And it was about my holistic life. It wasn't just about my work life. And I felt that from the get-go. And that was not only a big part of the decision to come over, but concretely made me see and appreciate how that look and feel and care would translate into client service as well.
That's so true. And we hear that from so many advisors, that it's not just about them. It's about their team that they bring over. It's about their families and the difference that the change can make for them, as well as most importantly for their clients, right?
Yes.
So I'm sure as you were thinking about the transition, you had, as a successful financial advisor, you had many opportunities out there and many offers from a number of firms. Tell us a little bit about how you ultimately decided to join UBS over the other firms that you may have been looking at.
Well, to reframe the question a little bit, I wasn't actively looking. Again, it was through meeting Amanda Labrizi out in the marketplace, having really thoughtful conversations and talking about what's important at the human level that led to the transition and my ultimate decision to join UBS. I was at Bernstein Private Wealth Management before, which is a very different structure. Its focus is aligned differently than what my professional focus is today. And UBS clearly, and I've known UBS for a while as a diamond brand amongst all of the firms. So for me, from a branding standpoint, that was a no-brainer. But from the servicing standpoint, as well as the types of clients that I can be of service to, really was the differentiator. When you introduced me, you used my title as institutional consultant. That's not a title that I had previously at Bernstein Private Wealth Management. It is a big differentiator. It is a different fiduciary standard. It is a different compliance process. And I could go on for an hour on all the differences from the institutional consulting standpoint, but that really allows me to bring an entirely different level, I would say level up, of servicing and asset allocation and fiduciary duties and governance, not only to my institutional clients, but to my families and private wealth clients as well.
That's fantastic. And have you seen a marked difference as a result now that you've been over here and you've had a broader platform with the open architecture, some of these titles that we're able to provide you to give you the ability to better service your clients? What difference have you seen that already make in your book of business with your clients?
I would say that it's changed the tenor of the conversation and it has broadened it. It's not so much that there's been a change as there's been an expansion. So there is a broader range of services that can be met. If I'm talking to an arts institution or an educational institution, it's not just about their asset allocation. It's also about their cash management. If I'm talking to a family, it also isn't just about the asset allocation. It's about what services that can be provided to help them better manage their overall wealth as a family. But services that go beyond just traditional equity, fixed income, and even alternatives.
Oh, that's such a great point. And it's something we are definitely very proud of as a firm at UBS with the platform that we have and all of the resources available, whether it be our family advisory and philanthropy team, whether it be our workplace wealth solutions, our broader trust platform, and many of the other resources and opportunities that we have within our headquarters to be able to support our advisors and by extension, their clients. So thank you for sharing that. I want to pivot a little bit to the transition to UBS. Many advisors worry about the transition itself. Tell us about your experience personally.
That is a very broad question, and I could also probably spend an hour on that alone. It's a terrifying experience to transition, whether you're transitioning professionally, whether you're dropping a kid off at college, in whatever big decision you make in life, it's always first met with the emotion of trepidation and fear. So how you work through that arc in the change management and the emotional spectrum, I think, is really important. And not only how you work through it yourself, but what resources and support do you have around you to get through it? In our personal lives, we have our loved ones, and it's very easy to lean in. And I think most of us are probably fortunate enough to say that there are a handful of people or cherished few people in our lives that we can count on. I think that same support system in your professional life is very important. And I alluded at the top of our conversation, I transitioned during COVID. I made a little bit of a different transition. I elected to not port an entire team over because I did want to concentrate on the institutional business. And I knew that model was not a apples to apples comparison, leaving Bernstein Private Wealth Management. So it wasn't just going to a new firm, it was going to a new model. And what really struck me as being very impressive was seeing the team members that I started to grow with here. And because we were in COVID and because it was an institutional model, seeing management say, make sure we're your first line of defense to my associates. Make sure if you have a question, you come to us. It wasn't a figure it out. And if you get stuck, we're here to help you.
We are so selective in the types of advisors that we bring into the firm. And we really do, across all levels of management, want to make sure that our advisors are as successful as they can possibly be. So it's great to hear that you felt that as intentionally and as purposefully as we meant it to be. Now that you've been here at UBS, what has been, I'm always curious to hear from advisors the answer to this question. What have been some of the most pleasant surprises that you didn't expect to experience when you joined?
Well, I can tell you a surprise I didn't expect when I joined on my first day out of garden leave was to get a beautiful care package. It wasn't just to me, it was to my family from UBS. And it was welcoming the Johnston family. And I thought that was so nice. And my two sons that were home thought it was amazing. And my husband was proud. And to see my family be proud, that was it.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear. Diane, now you're a big believer in serendipity, if I remember correctly from our previous conversations. Was there anything serendipitous about your decision or desire to move to UBS or anything serendipitous that you've noticed since being here that really struck you?
I think every day has serendipity in it. For me to share all of those experiences, you know, I really have to cheer and applaud again my branch manager, Amanda Labrizi, and that she is in tune enough with the world to have seen me as a recognized female finance leader in Long Island. If I didn't get a lovely handwritten note from her, I probably wouldn't be in this seat. So that's just where serendipity, we get it. A recognition that you think may not mean that much, or it might just be a nice nod, but it transitions into something that actually is a huge pivot and change in your life.
So true. I love that. Diane, as we come to a close, I want to ask one question, and I ask this to every advisor that I interview. What advice to all of the advisors, men or women, joining us from firms, what advice would you give to someone at another firm that's contemplating the move to UBS versus anywhere else that they may be looking?
I would say, no matter where they are coming from, that there is nobody who would not be willing to help here. And I've experienced that almost every single day. It could be a vice chair. It could be an associate. It could be somebody in reception. I have never had one person not get back to me very quickly and with enthusiasm, and often on the phone. A lot of times people just pick up the phone and call you and ask, how can I be of help? Tell me more. And I've really been surprised by that. I came from a firm that was much smaller, and there were processes in place. If you needed a specialist, you had to fill out a form, and often it was a 2-week turnaround. Whereas here, I might send an email saying, hey, there's an interesting opportunity. I would love your assistance or your thoughts on X, Y, or Z. And within 20 minutes, I have a vice chair calling me back. Like, I never expected that. So the resources and the depth of the resources, yes, they're there. They're there in every firm. But is the resource excited? Is the resource participating? Are they picking up the phone? Are they your cheerleader? I think that's the big differentiator for UBS.
That's absolutely true. And I am so happy to hear you say that, because it is one of the key goals that all of us at UBS really do collectively strive for with our clients and our advisors. We know you're on the front lines every day, and you're having the good conversations and the tough conversations candidly with clients. And so the more we can all come together and be of support to you and to your clients makes you more successful, which makes us collectively more successful. So I'm so thrilled to hear that you felt that very purposeful touch that we do strive to give here at UBS.
It resonates as an employee and also as a client. I've had good client experiences myself when I call the UBS numbers on the back of my Infinite card or when I have to do account management that requires other resources. So I get to provide the service. I also get to be a recipient of the service.
That is wonderful. We are so thrilled to have you here. I want to sincerely thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend with us. It has been such a pleasure chatting with you. And I think your comments that strike me the most are the personal touch, the depth of resources available to you and to your clients here, and to serendipity.
Yeah, it's an entrepreneur's dream. So anyone can really come here and be an entrepreneur themselves and not only maintain their business, but maybe grow it in new ways they haven't thought of before.
That's fantastic. Well, Diane, thank you. Wonderful to speak with you. Cheers to you and to your team and to the new opportunities and expanded growth and unlimited upside potential that you and your clients have here at UBS.
Thank you so much for asking me to be here. It's a nod to everything I was just mentioning. So it's wonderful to be asked to be a guest. Thank you.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners for joining us in this open conversation. I hope you found it helpful as you continue to explore the possibilities here at UBS. To hear more stories from advisors who have recently joined UBS, you can visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub at www.ubs.com/advisor-recruiting. I also would encourage you to have a live consultation with advisors who have recently joined us from your current firm to answer additional questions you may have. To schedule a confidential consultation, visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub again. That address is www.ubs.com/advisor-recruiting. Have a great week, and until next time, your host, Emily.
The material presented in this podcast has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. It is intended to be educational in nature. It is not an advertisement, nor is it a solicitation or any offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy, nor should it be viewed as such by the listener. UBS AG or its affiliates and its employees are not affiliated with any third-party speakers mentioned. None of UBS or its representatives is suggesting that the recipient or any other person take a specific course of action or any action at all in response to this podcast. By accessing and listening to this podcast, the listener acknowledges and agrees with the intended purpose described here and disclaims any expectation or belief that the information constitutes investment advice or solicitation of any kind. Any financial instruments or services described in this podcast may not be eligible for sale in all jurisdictions or to certain categories of investors. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct. They differ in material ways and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to you about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary or ask your UBS financial advisor for a copy. Copyright UBS 2023, all rights reserved. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member of FINRA and SIPC.